Johnny pressed two buttons. The spotlight at the door went out, and simultaneously, a picture flashed on it. It was a three-dimensional, remarkably detailed close-up of Roof Arsbogger. He seemed to the emissaries to be standing right there in what had been empty space. There was no sound, but they had never before seen a mine atmosphere projector, for the simple reason that the Cyclos never marketed entertainment gadgets, and this was mining equipment. Roof Arsbogger's face was patched with the sores of disease. His fangs were black, and one was broken. He was dressed in something that looked like it had been discarded from a slum. It was part of a long series of pictures shot by pilots flying air cover at the Purgatoire River. It had been taken with a radio telephoto camera. The shots had been left in Johnny's room to help do the briefing of the time he had been out of action. Johnny said,
"Is this man a member of your government? Now answer carefully, Schleem. Is this a minister of any department? An official of the military?"
Several emissaries tittered. The figure was so disgusting that if this were a member of the Tolnep government, well... Schleem was stung. He looked at the picture. What a disgusting creature! Vomitous! Eyes still dazzling a little bit from the lights flashing off the devil, he pawed at his filter and stared again. Was there something vaguely familiar about that figure? That he was peering so hard made it seem that maybe the Tolnep government was composed of such riffraff. Several emissaries laughed out loud. That did it. Schleem lashed out.
"Of course not! That filthy creature would be thrown out of any government department on Tolnep. You are insulting me. You are insulting Tolnep. You are running a calculated campaign to degrade the dignity and importance of my office and my planet. I must protest."
"Shh, quiet,"
said Johnny soothingly.
"Just pay attention here. You have said he is no part of your government and has no official capacity. Is that right?"
"Absolutely, if you think..."
"Then what is he doing giving orders to Quarter Admiral Snowell Leader?"
He pressed another button. The camera seemed to draw away. Motion occurred in the scene. The bridge of the Capture came into view, along with the diamond with a slash, the Tolnep insignia. And there was Quarter Admiral Snowell Leader facing the horrible creature, Roof Arsbogger. Johnny touched another button. Sound came on. The rumble of a capital non-atmosphere ship as picked off the vibration of its bridge window glass was clearly penetrated by the voice of Roof Arsbogger.
"You must act independently, Snowleater. You must do whatever gives you the best chance of private profit. What I'm telling you to do is rush on down to that base and grab it all for yourself. Once you have this planet under your personal control, you can tell everybody else to buzz off and be damned. Smash the place, seize the people, and sell them for your own profit. I will cover you, and like it or not, that is what you must do. The power is mine, and we will split the profits. Understood?"
Snowleader was smiling. He touched his quarter admiral's cap in a salute.
"I am at your orders."